Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, speaking of great heights, General Charles Elwood Yeager, Chuck to Americans who placed him in a pantheon with the Wright brothers, the World War II fighter pilot ace who became the first man to fly faster than the speed of sound on October 14, 1947, died yesterday at the age of 97. His death confirmed by his wife, Victoria Yeager, who tweeted, "It is with profound sorrow I must tell you that my life love, General Chuck Yeager, passed. An incredible life, well lived, America's greatest pilot, and a legacy of strength, adventure, and patriotism." Yeager achieved rock star status after the release of Tom Wolfe's book, The Right Stuff. In the subsequent 1983 film, he was portrayed by actor Sam Shepard as the guy who had, well, the right stuff. When Yeager was asked about breaking the sound barrier in the Bell X-1 rocket plane, he credited a higher-up, Colonel Albert Boyd, the old man.
"The X-1 was mine because the old man said, okay, it's your program, get with it. And the only reason he picked me is because I was trained in maintenance and I understood systems and obviously could fly an airplane. We didn't look at ourselves as heroes, pioneers, or anything else. It's if we didn't do it, somebody else would."
Yeager was born on February 13th in 1923 in West Virginia. He joined the Air Force as a mechanic out of high school in September 41, but quickly rose to become a flight officer and by 43 was in Britain piloting P-51 Mustangs on missions during World War II. Yeager's last active duty flight was February 25th, 1975, but he soars in our imagination.